Well, morning everyone who is here in the auditorium or up in the gallery at Church in the Marketplace, and a special good day to you if you're listening in online. We pray that God will bless you as you join with us today around God's Word. If I count the years, I've been in ordained ministry for 24 years. In that time, I've read a book or two. Those of you who've been in my office will know that there's two rather large bookcases, rather untidily filled with books, and theology and Bible and history and church and worship and mission, name it, I've probably got a book on it. And here's the strange thing. In all those years and with all those books, I have just one favourite author and only three of his books. And his name is Mike Mason, and he's a Canadian. He's married to a doctor. He's got a grown daughter. He's an Anglican. He has studied some theology. He's suffered with depression. He writes great sentences and turns them into books. I suspect he lives his life as moments, and they become his life. The three books I've got are The Gospel According to Job, which, as you might guess, is a book about suffering. And a second book I've got is called The Mystery of Marriage, which is a book, well, about marriage. And by the way, the two aren't related, marriage and suffering. They're not related. The third book I've got is on my iPad. I can't show it to you. It's called Champagne for the Soul, Celebrating God's Gift of Joy. That's the book I've been reading. Champagne. Oh, did I miss it? Oh, where are we? We've skipped right out of it somewhere. Can we get back into the... Just hang on for a second. Try again. Okay. I don't want that yet. There we are. Champagne for the Soul. I knew I had a picture somewhere. I was tempted to bring a bottle, but thought, no, perhaps not Sunday morning church. So Champagne for the Soul, which is a great title, I thought, for a book about joy. Why not Champagne for the Soul? Why not joy being like God's champagne for our souls? And why not kick off 2018 thinking about joy, thought I. After all, we've already got the big letters to put on the stage that we use at Christmas time, and our Thursday night Alpha group, we're exploring the book of Philippians, and there's so much about joy in the book of Philippians. And the Bible is full of references to joy. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it. Mike Mason decided to actively seek out joy in his life for 90 days and then write about it. He says, if you were given the chance to be happy for the rest of your life, wouldn't you jump at it? And the Bible makes that very offer, but most of us hang back, reluctant and skeptical. So for a few weeks, a few Sundays, we're going to explore joy so that we might, as Matthew says, come and share our Master's happiness. So as we prepare to think about joy, let's pray. Lord, you tell us so many things about who our character and our person can be in Jesus, and joy is one of them. Lord, it seems that our sense of joy gets slapped around a bit by what's happening to us in life. But again and again and again, you call us to joy. So help us over the next few weeks, and as we begin to think about what that means and what that looks like in our lives, so that we might indeed enjoy the joy that Jesus promises. In his name we pray. Amen.